Hey, this is Fish and Frank, and welcome to another Radio Fishing. Yes, indeed, we've got an extra special. Yes, and not even special like Short Bus Special. We have an actual special guest today. This is Charlie. He's from Quantum. And good morning, Charlie. Afternoon, evening, I'm not sure what it is, but you spent the day in the water. What happened out there?
Sure did, Frank. How you doing today?
All right. It's just a
good,
peachy keen, lots of vegetable adjectives and stuff, one of those kind of days.
Well, good. We slid offshore and caught a lemon, a grouper, and lemon, a snapper, and had some dolphin come up, caught a couple hogfish, and some porgies, and a little bit of everything. So it was a pretty good day on the water.
So, now, what was it? Did I hear dolphin in there?
Yeah, there was a few dolphin out there. We didn't mess with them. They came, when we were anchored up bottom fishing, the school dolphin came up right by the boat, and they stayed there for a while. We just didn't try and catch them, so they were they're little peanut dolphins, so we didn't want to mess with them.
It's kind of cool when you see those in the Gulf up here, though.
Oh yeah. You see them starting this time of year. When you get to pretty good ways offshore, you'll see them come up to the boat fairly regular. But on our coast, on the Gulf Coast over here, they don't usually get too big. Those little schoolies are just pretty small and don't have a lot of meat on. So
yeah. Now, you go down to the Keys for the bigger ones over there, and off of, you actually live over on the East Coast, right?
No, I actually live in Central Florida. I live in Winter Haven, which is about halfway in between Tampa and Orlando. So, but I keep my boat down here.
Yeah. So, what kind of bait were you using today? Sounds like a pretty good day.
Well, I like to carry a lot of different bait out there. So, the majority of the snapper were caught on either shrimp, which we got from you there, and what I hear, they're guaranteed to catch fish or die trying, one of the two. So, but anyhow, a lot of them on shrimp, caught some on white minnows, and a few of the grouper we caught on pinfish. So I like to carry a lot of different baits out there because sometimes they like one thing better than they do the other.
Now, going along with the whole thing, just what size leader are you using?
We're using anywhere from a 20 to 30 pound leader, mainly 20 pound test leader, because I like to use a little bit lighter leader to get the bites. And then if we start catching bigger fish, then we can always go up in size. But it seems like once you start getting the bites, you get them chummed up, then you get some bigger fish. And if you have to go up in later size, you can. But normally a 20 pound will hold them fairly well.
And might as well go for hook size. What kind of hooks were you into there?
Between a 1/0 and a 3/0 hook. The general setup we use is a Fenor spinning rod with a Fenor offshore reel, like 4500 size. And then we'll use vicious braided line with the vicious leader, and maybe a must-have anywhere from 1/0 to 3/0 hook. Normally use a little bit smaller hook to start so we catch those snapper, and then we'll work our way up if we need to.
Okay. Now the Fenor reels, which Fenor are you using?
Today the spinning reel we're using is the Fenor offshore reel. It's basically a tank. It's all stainless steel gearing, oversized shaft, extra heavy drag, all that stuff. And then when we go to the grouper digging, we normally switch over to our bottom rods, which is a Fenor Marquesa reel. Generally, we use the 20 size Marquesa in a 2-speed because it'll go down to 3.3:1 gear ratio, and then you can bump it up to 6.6 if you want. Or 6.2, I'm sorry.
I'm actually kind of impressed with that new little 2-speed Fenor. I don't know what with Lethal Legacy. Is that what it is?
We use some of those too.
What's your feel on that?
It's a great reel. I mean, Fenor had an offshore conventional reel like that, but it never wasn't a 2-speed or a lever drag, and now they've come out with basically the offshore gearing in a 2-speed lever drag reel. It's been pretty sturdy. I mean, it's fairly new on the market, but it's I want to say retails around $179, maybe closer to $200. But
no, I think according to the retail in the book, I think it's like $250.
Okay. Oh, yeah, that's right, on the two-speed. I was thinking of the single-speed.
But,
so, right.
Now, if you look at the Avit and some of the other ones, they're all in that $380, $400 range.
That's correct. You'll find that with Fenora. They generally, you know, have, you know, a lot better gearing and drags and that sort of thing, but the retail price is a little less than most of some of the other brands out there.
Yeah, they've done a good job of you know, bringing that Fenora brand in. That Fenora Inshore, the light action spinning reel for inside, is a real, I guess because I sell them and have to warranty them, you sell that and you never see it again, ever.
Right.
They just, people take them out and they just fish with them. You don't have to replace them. It's a sell it and forget it reel. You never have to worry about them. The other ones I think are pretty good, but I'm 100% behind that Inshore. It's just bulletproof, and it's good, really.
Yep.
You know, so yeah, I'm real, real happy with that one. I'm hoping that two speed is going to go. I mean, because that I like the action of it. I've been playing with it a lot the last few days. And I was pretty impressed so far. I sold a couple of them here over the last few days, and waiting to get reports back on them, see what's going to happen with that. But I'm actually pretty impressed with that Fenora two-speed.
So far, I mean, it's fairly new on the market, but so far, from what I found, it's been very durable as well. So I mean, we've fished with it a little bit out there, and it's held up really well.
Now, one of the things that's, what else is going on there? Did you get to see any of the permit or amberjack or anything out there?
No. We caught a couple of rudderfish, which is, you know, like a small amberjack. You know, of course, you see the sea turtles and all that stuff out there. And, you know, it was a beautiful day on the water. I mean, it's all, you know, you see a lot of stuff when you go out there, and that water is so blue. I mean, it's the bluest water you'll ever see. So it's, you know, it was a nice ride out, nice ride in. It was a good day.
Yeah, everybody's talking about how clear the water is, how beautiful everything is. It's absolutely been amazing. Great time to get out there and take advantage of some of that Gulf fishing. I've got guys who are telling me they are in 30, 40 feet of water and seeing the fish on the bottom.
Oh, yeah, I don't doubt that a bit. I mean, that water was gin clear out there today. I mean, it was very, very clear. Both inshore and offshore, and it really makes it nice, especially when you get a light breeze and that's one thing. People don't like any wind at all, but I'll tell you, you know, when it did go slick calm out there, they had to fish quit biting, and then once the breeze kicked up just a little bit again, that's when they started biting again. So
I always equate that to sitting in the car, looking through the windshield of your car on a clear sunny day. You see right through it, just like flat calm water, but once it starts to rain, now the fish don't get to see right through that surface. They don't know you're there as much, and the light chop from the waves kind of masks the noise of us walking around in our boats and stuff.
That's right. That's exactly right.
All right. Here's the question I have for everybody. How many years have you been coming down to fish in Boca Raton? I mean, it's got to be 20, 30 years now.
It's probably more than that. I'm 48, and I probably came down here the first time when I was about 4 years old, so
40-some years of coming there and fishing.
Now, that's right.
So, you know, and you work for Fenora. I mean, you're our Fenora guy, and, you know, just so people understand, yes, you are the guy I buy my Fenora and stuff from.
That's exactly right. Both Fenora and Quantum, and they're owned by the same company, and you've done very well for us there, which we greatly appreciate.
I can tell you, Quantum would have a major hit with the Cabo if they just had a smaller one. the reel's amazing. They just need one a little bit smaller. It's too.
I'm actually flying to Tulsa next week for the national sales meeting, and I'm hoping we see that. I think you may see a smaller Fenora Lethal before you see a smaller Cabo, I'm just kind of guessing, I'll find out more next week when I go out there.
Yeah, well, leave it to them. Okay. Anyway, sorry, Charlie. You know, I think the world of you. But boy, what I wouldn't give for about 15 minutes alone with a couple of them guys just to jack a little sense into them. Cabo is such an amazing reel. That Quantum Cabo is, I mean, amazing. The guys using it on, you know, the one bad thing when I sell it to the charter guys, they don't need to replace it for several years.
That's right.
It's actually proving to be a little too durable, you know, for a continued. I'm used to replacing them with the charter boat guys once a year, maybe every other year, and now everybody I've sold the cobbles to, they're like, no, mine are still fine. I mean, the finish is good, the mechanics are good. They could have, you know, they don't need to screw it up. It's just fine the way it is. Let's just stay with that. Going back, my question is if tomorrow's going to be a beautiful day, Sunday, it'll be 5/10/2015, which I believe translates to May the 10th in 2015, Sunday. What is your advice? Some guy, he just wants to take his family out and catch some fish. What's your best advice? How far out should they go? What should they use for bait?
Well, my best advice, first of all, since tomorrow's Mother's Day, is make sure you get permission from your mother to go. And
take your mother with you.
Yeah, there you go. Take your mother with you. Make sure mom goes with you.
Captain's earlier said, take your mom to dinner. I said, hell with that, take her fishing. You can take her to dinner any night, you know?
That's exactly right. But I would head out, you know, west southwest, and anywhere from, you know, this time of year, anywhere from 80 to probably 110 feet of water, you can get out there and start looking around and find good bottom, and you'll see those fish right off the bottom, I choose which I try to target first. So today we targeted the snapper first. So when we found the fish, we just turned around and anchored up on them and put a chum block out and started fishing the ladder tackle for the snapper. And then, you know, we caught a few grouper mixed in there. But then when we caught our limit of snapper, we worked around a little bit and we mainly drifted for the grouper, because you can just get on good hard bottom with grouper and drift, I'd get a little shrimp, mainly for the snapper, and then, for the grouper, white minnows, and grouper and snapper will eat white minnows. I would hate to grow up as a white minnow, because I think everybody's after them, but then also make sure you have some pinfish, and then that would give you a good mixed bag of bait, and then you can just target those species and have some good table fare when you come back.
Well, hopefully we're going to do this a little bit more so you can kind of relax. I kind of ambushed Charlie on this one. I said, Charlie, when you get that fish, you got to call me. We're going to do radio fish. And he's like, And I, you know, if I wasn't such a big customer, I know he would have blew me off. But I actually buy a lot of stuff. So he kind of got forced into this. So what?
Yes, you do.
Charlie does a few more of these interviews as he's traveling around the state. He's going to try and keep us updated on what's going on with different fish in different places and what's new with Quantum, Finor, and all that kind of stuff. But anyway, Charlie, it was great talking to you. Now, you had the whole family there, your dad and kids and everybody over?
Well, no, I just it was my dad and my younger brother went today, and then a good friend of ours, Wayne Merritt, who's a roofer out of Winter Haven, and all been pretty good friends for a long time. So we just had a good day on the water together.
Well, that's cool. Oh, I'm glad you guys had fun. And I'll try not to ambush you too much, but I'd like to try and make you a regular part of the radio fishing thing here. It's getting more. There's about, you say, around 16,000 people listen to this nonsense. Why, I don't know, but they do. You know, God bless them for doing it. I appreciate it very much.
Well, good deal. Well, I'm glad that's working out. We certainly appreciate everything you do for us.
All right. Well, hang on just a second and let everybody know here. Fishing Frank here in the chair, obviously. Radio Fishing. And we have Charlie. He's a rep from Quantum and Finor, and they've got some great stuff out and new Finor reels out. You might want to stop and look at that two-speed. It is by all appearances, going to be amazing reel. And anyway, thank you so much, Charlie, for being on the show with us. And any last words of wisdom?
Let's just make sure you get by Fish and Franks to get all your tackle needs, because he does a great job over there.
Well, thank you. And we'll catch you guys on the next Radio Fishing. Thanks.